from the Sustainability Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, providing an informational report regarding guidelines for electrical appliances and equipment. At our December meeting, a follow-up report was requested. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment and is informational only unless otherwise directed.
Ms. Ash.
Good morning. Julie Ash, Director of Operations for Administrative Services. I'm sorry Mr. Bennett was unable to make the meeting today, so I'm pinch hitting for him. Before you is a list of the draft electrical appliance and equipment guidelines that we gave you a verbal report on last cycle. These are in draft form. We are looking for feedback. We've been getting feedback from the departments, and we're looking feedback from you, from the county board, and also the Parks Committee on these guidelines as well. We also, just for your information, as we continue to receive feedback, we put together kind of a timeline of rolling out the guidelines and then training our facilities staff, providing outreach also to employees on the final guidelines, and are looking to have this implemented sometime in, I would, around April.
Any comments, questions? Senator Washon.
Thank you. When I was looking at this, like when you look at extension cords and things like that on these guidelines, I guess then, is facilities prepared then to do the electrical upgrades and the cost that, if you don't want an extension cord, if you don't want a power strip, then you better make sure that every office has the appropriate level of power for the computers and the printers and everything else that is in a space. And what is, our plan for moving forward on that and the costs that would be associated with that?
Mr. Chairman and committee members, that's a very good question, and we've decided probably the best way to do that is on a case-by-case basis, because the courthouse has got so many different niches to it, some different office spaces, and so it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all, and we may have to make some exceptions right now until we, as we look forward with the consolidated facility planning, restacking the courthouse, then that might be the appropriate time to actually make some of these changes. So it will be on a case-by-case basis, so I don't have any firm numbers, but we will be working with individual departments and areas to implement these and to move forward as appropriate in those areas. We understand there are a lot of challenges. There will be.
Mr. Chairman, I just see that it has, when we start to do things on this case-by-case basis, it gives a lot of potential for people to abuse that, and that one person over here gets to have the lamp that they've always had, and because one worker over here isn't the most liked worker, so then, you know, the supervisor comes in and says, no, you don't get the lamp, and we got a guideline right here, and I would prefer that we have a consistent overall policy and that things not be implemented until all these other things are worked out, because you can't, there's just too much tension out there within the ranks, and I'll tell you, this is not the most beloved administration when it comes to the employees, and I just think that this has a lot of potential to make things even worse.
Ms. Hatch, this will be coming back to this committee before you implement this.
That's correct.
All right. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. I think those points, that was really on point. I mean, this whole, you know, walk up and down this corridor, it's full of daisy-chained appliances and everything else. The facility just isn't suited for modern operation, but another one that struck me in here was the particularly printers not being allowed in private offices. So there's going to be some new standard. We're going to have print centers, or what are we going to have? I mean, That seems to be fairly common in a lot of offices, including the executive's office, I would expect. Yes, you do, don't you? not anymore.
Well, that's a good question. We are looking for more, and actually working with IMSD, because that's what they're looking towards as well, too. They've been reviewing these guidelines as well. I know in our offices, we've, as printers that some people have had in their offices have, you know, no longer function, whatever, we have not replaced them. We have the copier centers now where it's shared. That is why we're seeking your input as well on these guidelines.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's the same sort of concern, though, then, in terms of the implementation. Did you say April?
Well, I said that's what we're looking at, is just to give us kind of a guide as to when we might get these implemented or start instituting them. But that's not a permanent. I mean, you know, we understand that we're, again, getting feedback from a lot of different groups, and it may push out longer than that.
Okay. I guess that implementation, you know, in when you put the guidelines before us, there has to be some similar document about implementation and investment, as Supervisor Weishan suggested, and electrical upgrades and equipment upgrades. I mean, so now you take. I understand the desire to remove some of these devices, but there has to be something to replace them in many cases. The exemption form, for instance, seemed peculiar to me. Is the assumption that the only exemption is for temperature? Because the exemption form doesn't seem to allow for much else.
The exemption form, and this is where I will have to get back to, but it's whether it's temperature, whether it's a need for a certain something that we would an appliance that we would otherwise not recommend or want, but if somebody has a medical need, that there can be some room for exemption if there is something that a physician has requested, and it's that individual employee working with their manager to identify that, and then working with facilities.
Okay, well, some concerns for sure.
Yes.
About Taylor?
Yeah, this draws a lot of red flags with me. You know, I thought when we were looking at making some of these changes, we were trying to get rid of these 20, 30, 40-year-old refrigerators and, like, daisy-chained appliances. And I can see that. But, you know, now there are Energy Star efficiency appliances. There are different things that I think if talk about exemptions, those types of things should be considered, because, you know, if a person's going to, you know, for whatever reason, want certain things in their office or certain part, you know, like break rooms or whatever, if you're looking at those types of appliances, they already meet certain standards. So I think that definitely needs to be considered. And then, you know, I'm looking at the enforcement portion. Repeated violations of these guidelines may result in discipline up to and including termination and employment. You're going to fire me? No, you can't. So that, right, so that, you know, I'm just, you know, you have to, I think, take a look at the whole thing.
You're going to embrace this notion, right?
No, I'm not, because I've already just said with the Energy Star, I'm hinting that that's a way of getting around some of this stuff. Because I think, you know, when you have certain, you know, just look at that, is obviously does not fit. I mean, if it doesn't pass the smell test, or just looking at it saying, that thing is 50 years old, let's get it out of here, or, you know, where you have. But there are certain, you know, types of appliances that, you know, I think you shouldn't just be kicking out. So, yeah, or refrigerators or whatever. Yeah, exactly. And I think with printers, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, you're not, you know, Supervisor Mayo, my printer is going to be there, because I'm just going to go to that one. What are you going to do, fire me? Because, frankly, that, you know, my office still has to function. You know, we've already gone from one legislative aide per supervisor to two legislative aide. We've lost a whole bunch of staff. We're having to do more ourselves. My office is going to function. I still represent 55,000 people. I still have a duty to them. So, you know, if I'm meeting in my office, because I'm not going to leave to go downstairs to, because, you know, I have more that needs to be done by me now, you know, that line right there, good luck.
Mr. Supervisor and Mr. Chair and Supervisors, you know, just to Ms. Esch points, this is an iterative process. We get that and we understand that. And there's going to be exceptions to the rule. To be honest with you, one of the things that we're trying to do, so for instance, a unnamed department I discovered yesterday was not abiding by our request during this temporary power. And what was discovered is that they had one of these, you know, plugs that you can put into one outlet that had, I think, six, and they had a microwave, a toaster oven, a refrigerator, and what God knows what else. So that's the kind of stuff that we're really wanting to get at. That's right. The low-hanging fruit from the standpoint of energy conservation and, importantly, safety. Mr. Wozzeck would tell you, is that we constantly are having breakers trip just because of these personal appliances. So let's start there and work our way. I've got a personal printer. I have no need to have a personal printer. Supervisors, I get, have a need for a personal printer, but I don't need one. So that goes away. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking
and
about.
And if I may, I think that's the point. I mean, there are some things that are out here. I mean, I'll support getting rid of, you know, one outlet with six things. I mean, I think there are, which you're heading in the right direction, but you have to, you can't be this, you know, Supervisor Weisshahn's right on. The administration, whether you like it or not, is not very well liked by many employees. I hear it. I think we all hear it. So, you know, is this just another thing where, you know, you're going to come down on the rank and file? And that's what it looks like. But if you're trying to get rid of the, you know, 50% or 20% of the abusers, then that should be the goal. But where there is, like I said, energy efficient, where there is need, this is definitely, I don't think, a one-size-fits-all. So I think when you get to the exemption portion, it has to be more than just, hey, guess what, the temperature has to be between here and here. I think it has to be more than that because, you know, it isn't one-size-fits-all. And certain offices, yeah, because I'm printing stuff, it's confidential. I don't want it sent to some printer where anybody can look at it. I think all of us deal with that stuff constantly. So I know where you're trying to get in those low-hanging fruits. I think all of us will agree that that's what we need to do. And even some of the middle-level fruit. Why are we talking about fruit so damn much today? But that, I think, we can get there also. But some of these cases are going to be more complex. And they have to be addressed that way. And I'll support that.
If I may make just... And
go right ahead.
Just the largest concern that really spurred us to do this was from the safety perspective.
So. We're going to be up and running. We'll be up and running at some point in April where we'll have this fixed. I can see stuff tripping now and some of the issues, the major concerns now. But once we actually get back full power, full operation, still remove these things, but yes. I mean, obviously, in the interim, we have to be because we don't want to lose power again or have a problem. But you know, come April 1st, if that's the day we're hoping it's sooner, but you know, it ain't gonna be zero forever on that walk for a lot of our employees. But at that point, you know, still get rid of that the things that shouldn't be there, the stuff that you look at saying, no, that's not right. Get rid of that stuff, but then let's not go overboard too.
Senator Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to commend you both for your work on this because I know that dealing with the courthouse fire and the energy issues has been stressful and complex to figure out and that sort of thing. I do want us to be able to get a clearance to move forward and use energy relatively freely again as needed. But looking at what we have before us, I think it's complex and over-regulating the employees. You know, if it was implemented as it's shown, our employees across the county already have issues where they're trying to figure out up from down and left from right on what rules and regulations they have to follow, who's the authority, how do they ask for a waiver or a leisure if there's a problem, and I think this is clearly good efforts towards complying with what insurance companies and the energy professionals are telling you needs to be done, but it's complex. perhaps there's a way instead to have some somewhat more simplified guidelines and to have department managers just be responsible for having their deputy or their assistant do a walkthrough of their department twice a year, check off on a list if there's anything alarming or that could be a problem, and give them a list of what to look for so that they're addressing things that stand out. You know, the six-way power strip that has microwaves and coffee makers and air conditioners and heaters all simultaneously plugged into it, of course that something would stand out. I looked through it and found at least three things on it that my office is in violation of right now, where I've gone out of my way to implement, being conscious of the policies you want us to abide by. So in good faith effort, I was trying to follow, you know, past requests from your office on this matter. And if you walked into my office right this moment, you would be able to tick off at least three things saying she broke the policy. Now, as Supervisor Taylor, you know, alluded, what are you going to do, fire us? Well, that's great for people on the county board to say, but our employees can't say, what are you going to do, fire me? And this is too complex for them. So I hope that my comments here are taken in stride towards implementing something a little bit more refined and ask constructive criticism. Thank you.
You're welcome. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you. I just think that whatever comes back to us, there has to be the other side on the capital budget to make the upgrades in these areas. You can't tell somebody you can't plug in a printer, but then they're going to need a printer for their work. And then you look at the contradictions in some of that. We all know the egregious stuff will be gone fairly simple by just having whatever department head walk around and say, hey, you know, we got to do something. Most people are reasonable. But I think what's unreasonable is you can't tell people you're going to pay a fortune more for health insurance, you're not going to get a pay raise, and guess what? You don't get to have a microwave to heat up your, you know, leftovers for lunch, and you're not going to get a cup of coffee in the morning. If that's the kind of organization you're trying to run, it's not going to work here.
Right.
And what we need to do is just think about some common sense solutions. And I think the first place we start is by eliminating this, threat of termination. I mean, we don't need, you know, we all want to save energy. But unless you're going to retrofit the entire courthouse and every other county facility so that people can abide by the rules and not have a power strip and actually have an outlet to plug in, you know, a lamp so you can actually read the report that we're given on some of this stuff or do whatever work you're tasked to do, you know, you can't blame these people for going out of their way and saying, hey, I need a lamp. I'm going to plug it in. So, you know, there has to be a two-way street here. And I think if you're going to make these recommendations, you also have to, that goes hand in hand with it, is the infrastructure requirements and those upgrades and the cost to do those upgrades. As what was pointed out, there's a lot of things that if we simply bought some new equipment, they would fall within the guidelines and wouldn't exceed any energy usage. It's more of a life cycle type of the appliance. So, you know, we need to make work, the work environment comfortable. And to say that, things like you can't have a space heater, well, then you better make sure that the temperature in that cubicle where somebody is working is of the appropriate level. You just can't say, well, you're just going to have to suck it up. And like I said, the termination clause is and other discipline, I think, is just the wrong direction to go. Do we need any other motion on this?
No, we have Supervisor Jerzyk.
All right.
But we do need to receive place on file so that everyone can see this. And second thing, we need to know when the report will be back in front of this committee. Supervisor Jerzyk, you have the floor.
Well, I'll be brief. I mean, we're paying for the sins of the past. Our failure to do proper strategic planning around facility use, and then this related to number 12 as well. This is payment for sins of the past, and I can be sympathetic to the employees, you know, need to cooperate with all of these rules, and it's always better to try to get folks to cooperate rather than not. But we're all working in a facility that had not been paid attention to. The electrical upgrades should have been done a very long time ago. And now we're reacting to the bushfires that result when you don't pay attention to the larger issue. Government has to function. We've had, you know, probably over 10 years of leadership, and I'm not talking to the Abley administration. I am talking to prior leadership that refused to do any kind of strategic planning, any kind of significant upgrade and strategic downgrade and probably divorcing ourselves from some very bad properties. And this is the way. This is what ugliness looks like when you respond to something that you failed to ever do the proper planning for. So please, let's learn that lesson. I can't say that often enough. Strategic planning around facilities is what we have to do, and we need to make this move forward. And this is what it looks like when you retrofit something that has never been properly planned. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Washa.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move to receive and place the item on file.
Federal motion to receive, place on file. Any other comments, questions? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Weisha?
Aye.
Burkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
Now we're going to Department of Administration.